Perhaps, you know, we could then move to the next item, and I think you said it would take you about 10 minutes or so.
Right, and I'll give you the luxury of picking one or the other. So we have two items left. One is the schedule for next year, and the other is the EO report. The EO report can expand or contract. So I feel like let's go to the schedule first because I think I want to make sure we give it all the necessary time it needs. I don't think it's that much, but to me, that's the most important thing left on our agenda right now.
Now, the schedule, we did a doodle on that, right? So these dates reflect everyone's input, correct, Tammy?
I'm still fine with these dates. I checked them again just a few minutes ago.
Yeah. I checked with my boss, my wife, and she said I'm good with those dates.
I recall that we had a discussion about October, and I see it was left blank. And so what is the status of that?
So here's my recommendation with October is that in lieu of having an October meeting, we do where we find light agendas, like this was a relatively light agenda, we create informational off-site board meeting opportunities there rather than try to stuff a seventh meeting date in. And it actually may give us more opportunities to have this kind of conversation. Takes a little more planning because we'll be developing items and then trying to find a place to land them on agendas like the CEC discussion, for example. But that I think that's easier than trying to stuff another meeting on all of us.
Yeah, and my particular comment went to the fact that we have WPCC typically in October, which makes it really hard to do a 2 day here and then a 2 day there in the same month.
It's 4 days, yeah.
So I'm hoping that October TBA goes away.
That's my recommendation to.
Okay.
And, you know, and John and I had extensive discussion on how, you know, to leverage efficiency in our meetings. And, you know, this today's date was really the beginning of this new concept of plugging in where we have a lighter agenda, you know, the educational component or strategic planning component. And the last 2 years, since we have meetings only 6 times a year, we have had every year instance where we ended up with 1 day meeting instead of two. So I said, let's use the second day in lieu of October. And, you know, logistic wise, I think like today's worked well for everyone. We already had arrangements in place to stay, et cetera. So
Okay.
plus we had a lovely evening. All right.
Okay, so with that, the other question I'm going to push at you is the possibility of expanding from 2 to 3 days. Is that at all a possibility with the March agenda? So the March item or the March meeting is a Wednesday, Thursday meeting. We did that because there was a conflict on Friday. So let me give you the dates there. That is March 8th and 9th. That is a Wednesday and a Thursday, different from usual because we had a conflict on Friday collectively. Well, I'm exploring the idea here because that's when the ag order will show up. Exploring the idea that would be Tuesday. Is the Tuesday available? Is that too much for you? I'm just, this is a doodle poll real time. Because let me
7, 8,
right.
9.
So let me reveal to you the other potential mitigating issue there or driving issue is that Pure Water Monterey is a project that is going to come before us also. And we're trying to fit those two. Those are both big items. Lots of public comment will come with each of those items, and they may have to land on the same board meeting too. So that's why I'm trying to get some idea of the availability of the
I'm available
extra
on
day.
the 7th.
Okay.
I'm available on the 7th, and I'm available on the 10th.
Can who was the person that had a conflict on the 10th? Was it Bruce?
I think it's Bruce.
Is it your fault, Bruce?
Okay. All right.
Does the 7th work? I know that's a big ask, but I also know most of us have borne witness to big agenda items. The ag item is a really big agenda item. And then I suspect that Pure Water Monterey will not be the same, but it'll also be significant. So I'm just trying to create space for those two items. Right. We could shave it back if we find out otherwise. But I'm just planning ahead here.
Okay.
Do we know who our attorney is going to be at that time?
Depends on the topic. So.
Right.
So
I think most likely it'll be Lori at the March board meeting, although I am planning on at least participating by phone. I don't think I'll be traveling at that point, but I do plan on participating in the ag waiver in the lead up as well during my maternity leave, so you won't get rid of me that easily.
That never crossed our mind.
And Lori is going to be, I understand, more focused on ag-related issues, ag order-related issues, and then potentially Tamron, who most of you know, and another attorney will lend support for the variety of other items we deal with.
So is Lori going to come with our tiny house on wheels, or?
So we're agreed the one modification, two modifications, no October meeting, add the 7th of March.
Yes.
Okay, so now that's.
So that should just be included in any motion. I'll second.
Any comments? Roll call.
Dr. Wolf?
Yes.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Montes? Mr. Delgado?
Yes.
Ms. Gray?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
No.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Motion approved.